Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Kratic in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Kratic in the Morning.
We just got back from Mexico.
Riviera Maya.
Yeah, Mexico, the only country that ends in an O, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Just in case you were wondering.
Mm-hmm. Costa Rica.
Thanks for that. No, Costa Rica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got you.
Puerto Rico.
No.
Canada?
No. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Wait, can you think of one?
Of course you can.
No.
No.
Miracle.
No. But Kelly Raspberry, I'm proud of you.
For what?
You went outside.
I went outside.
You swam in the sun.
Kelly, we did something on Saturday as a group, and Kelly was such a good sport about it, because I have empathy here for some reason for Kelly, in the sense that when you go, I love the beach, but my skin can also handle some sun.
Right. Mm.
And Kelly, I get it. That has to be hard are fair-skinned and you have to lather on. I think she had sunscreen at SPF that I didn't even know existed.
Kelly looked like powder.
Kelly had so much sunscreen on her face at one time.
I'll tell you the truth. It's really embarrassing.
It's a lot.
It really is.
I don't think you should have been embarrassed.
Well,
it just
makes
you appreciate, like, for me, it's like, that is, if I forget a little bit of sunscreen here and there, I can manage. But to go outside for like a 7-hour activity.
Sure.
I get it, Kelly. It would be a lot. It's a lot of work for you.
Reapplied my sunscreen 3 times, and I still got a little pink on my chest and shoulders. But you have to, at some point in life, you have to say, am I going to let this hold me back and miss out on stuff? I can't. So
you're sporting that umbrella hat, though.
It's embarrassing. I mean, truly, it's embarrassing. People made fun of me when I was growing up for being so pale.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people would, you know, accuse me of wearing white pantyhose. Because I was that white, you know, and they didn't have all the tanning, fake tan stuff like that when I was growing up. So, you know, you kind of laugh it off. But the fact is, I am what I am.
Yep,
and I can't change it. So I have to be out there as albino white as I can be.
Yeah.
Even my nephew, I was showing him pictures of me in the water. And something about being in that blue water with my white skin. My hair was so red.
Oh, really?
Well, the sun bounces off of it.
He said, your hair isn't that. He looked at me like, why is your hair so red? I felt like freaking little orphan Annie out there. I was like, I don't even want any of these pictures. They were out there trying to negotiate the sale of these pictures to us, and Jenna's over there trying to wheel and deal. I was like, don't worry about buying mine. I'll just save my memory and my brain.
But you look like you're having so much fun.
I did. You know what? You just have to kind of like, I don't want to say screw it because that's rude. Forget it. I'm just going to have fun.
If you had seen Kelly's face when we got into the water to do the
canal, what were we doing? The caves?
Oh, the caves. Just the
floating,
river.
Floating the river.
Floating the river.
Because we all thought, well, at least I did, that we were going to be on inner tubes floating the river up in Riviera Maya.
Yeah, I was like, where can I buy like a 6-pack of beer to put in the other tube?
Yeah. What I thought.
What it is a very, I hesitate to even call it a river because it's such a narrow little waterway.
It's a stream.
With all these families who decide that snorkels and flippers are the way to go.
Yeah.
And so we're all trying to, you know, float our way along, and you keep getting sliced with flippers.
There's three passages.
Know?
There's three routes to take. We took one of them that we thought would
they
be
They told us
in
there
the
were
open.
Three. That one was the underwater, or kind of like the cave system, right?
Don't do that.
And we said, even with Kelly, she was fine with it. We were like, because the water was so cold.
It was so cold.
Can we take the river passage that has the most sunlight?
Yeah.
And then you get in and you ask, how long does this take? Because you're expecting a nice 10-minute float.
20-minute, whatever.
Oh, we'll float and get some sun and hang out.
About an hour.
1 hour.
And it's no tube. So you're basically
swimming.
Dog paddling or whatever it is kind of paddling doing.
And the water was so cold. It's just like an owl's easing in. I was like, you can't ease in.
You
it's
in.
Like that. You just got to go.
Once you're in, it's fine.
Once you're in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, the difficult thing for guys is that you got to wear life vests. And there's this strap that goes underneath your life vest so that it doesn't choke you.
It goes underneath the crotch.
And it's basically
it's a thong.
It's a thong strap.
It's a man thong.
So that thing's so far up my butt.
Oh, yeah.
I could barely get it out.
I mean, I know men have their own separate issues. We all were having wedgies.
Yeah, big time.
And Al just said, forget it. So his life vest was floating up around his head.
I didn't put mine down either.
I unstrapped.
Yeah, we were calling Big Al Sponge or SpongeBob Square Al. Because he just looked like a big old square.
Who hung with you on the river float?
Kelly, the entire time.
I did.
Floated the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I try to be a good sport about these things. I really do.
You were. Smile on your face the whole time.
I did. I put it out in the universe. I'm having fun today. Did you hear how many times I said that?
In the morning, she said it when we got on the van to take us to the activities or whatever. There's plenty of room for activities. And I'm going to have a good time today. You know,
I kept repeating it.
And she did.
That shows you, Kelly, you can honestly choose to be happy.
I chose.
And you chose to be happy.
Yep.
So this is kind of a, almost they call it a natural water park of sorts, because there's not a whole bunch of slides. It's not like your typical water park. There's a little bit of a zoo element to it.
Right.
And
it's called Iskadit.
Yeah.
And they won't even let you wear, put on regular suntan lotion. They make you wear like organic type suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's safe for, you know, because you got to think millions of people traipsing through there.
Yeah.
They want it to be
the dolphins and whatnot.
You know, healthy for the animals.
Right.
They tell you, you're supposed to not even go pee in the water.
Really?
Yeah.
Like at other places, you're supposed to?
Well, you know, sometimes.
That's the ocean. That's the ocean.
Yeah. Out in
fish
the wild.
Poop in it.
Yeah, everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know.
It's just kind of weird when you're in that stream. You don't want
to. And you got to go. I mean, yeah, like an hour to float around.
That's why I go in front of Al anytime we go
in the
water.
Yeah, you always want to be upstream in front of your friends that you know pee.
Especially Al.
Yeah. But then we made a reservation. They have extra activities, you know, additional things you can do with a group. And so we all collectively decided, well, more so because it was the only thing life insurance would allow, to do the dolphin.
And we all
the
love
dolphin
dolphins.
Swim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins are cute. They're awesome. They're super nice.
Yeah, we couldn't do the
like sharks.
We couldn't do the stingrays, and we couldn't do the sharks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
Which I was really upset with life insurance for not letting us do that.
The shark thing.
Boy, I was all about swimming with sharks and stingrays.
Oh, I totally would have done it.
Oh yeah, so, I would have.
I would have been so there. But Big Al Mac decided to give the dolphins an eh-eh.
Watch kid TV right now. It's like one of these people doesn't belong, and it's me.
So the group, that we were all there, obviously, and then we had other people there as
well. There were 11 of us total. That included
Dr. Girlfriend.
Us and the guests that we brought and our other show staff.
Now, right. Dr. Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Girlfriend.
Decided to do the dolphin encounter.
She's from Miami,
okay.
But she's never done this before. And, you know, there's dolphins all over Miami Dolphins, duh. So, but she's always wanted to do this since she was a kid, her and her brother. And she was so excited to call her brother and let her know that she had done this. Mm-hmm. So
now,
she was ecstatic.
Wouldn't this be an excellent opportunity to have a bonding experience with your girlfriend who's doing a thing that she's always wanted to do for the first time ever?
Uh-huh.
And you said...
That's how relationships kind of build and grow is when you do things that even if one person is scared, mm-hmm. you go and do something together.
It really wasn't... It wasn't a scare thing. It's just one of those things I just never have really... wanted to do that for some, I don't know why.
But your girlfriend did, and
did.
We all were doing it.
And your alternative was sitting there watching.
Well, here's
It'd
the
be
thing.
One thing if you were doing something else fun to kill the time. Otherwise, you just had to sit there for an hour and wait for
By the way, I'm being told that Big Al Mac nodded off about 10 minutes into it.
Yeah, I was. I was sitting over there in the chair kind of trying to take pictures with you guys, and I did kind of nod off a little bit. But... But it wasn't that I didn't, well, I guess it was I didn't want to do it, but there was no real reason behind it. I wasn't scared of the dolphins. I mean, I've seen kids do it. I've seen grown-ups do it. I've obviously gotten in the water, so I'm not afraid of the water, even though I can't swim.
When did you regret not going in there with us?
After you got, because you were in there probably
an hour.
It was an hour, They showed us some of the training techniques. Then they let you, you know, kind of pseudo be the trainer for the dolphins.
Yeah.
So we got to kiss the dolphins and the push.
We
the
danced
push
with them.
Was cool.
Yeah.
We danced with them in the way they both get up on your feet and you were waiting for them and they push you through the water.
Yeah.
Girls with bikinis were regretting that decision.
Yeah.
I think that's when...
Their bottoms kept coming off with the pressure of the water.
Now she's Dr. Butt Friend to me, Al.
Yeah, she told me. That's probably when I started regretting not having been in there. When I saw all of you guys like getting the nose ride from the dolphins, you know... I was like, oh, man, it looks like fun. And then I was like, oh, I should have done it. Why did I not do that?
Dolphins are so gentle with humans. They're so gentle with you.
So sweet.
It's like they know.
Yeah, they do.
They communicate everything. They started this thing off. They lined us up all in a line. And then they said, just face forward. And we have a surprise for you. And we're just all standing there in a line.
Mm.
And out of nowhere, two dolphins jump over us and land right in front of us.
Yeah.
That was the welcome.
Very cool.
That was a welcome from them. And Al, you're just sitting there sleeping.
I'm just sitting on the side trying to take a picture, but you're too far away.
Was Dr. Girlfriend mad at you for not swimming with her?
She wasn't. Just disappointed. And I was, too. I was after the fact, I was disappointed. She was disappointed, like, while y'all were doing it. But, you know.
Yeah, kept, you know what? Life with you, that's a lesson to be learned. Yeah. Life with me is filled with disappointment.
Well, or a lesson, you know, go ahead and go for it. Because normally in that situation, I will. Like when my friends were going ziplining, boom, I went ziplining. When my friends have done, you know, other activities, whatever it is, four-wheeling. I'd never four-wheeled before I went to Mexico. I'd never scuba dived before like two or three weeks ago. So, yeah, you know, go ahead and go for it, even if it is out of your comfort zone or something that you think you might not want to do.
I don't know why you didn't do that.
So as long as it's your friends and not your girlfriend, you'll do it.
No,
he did the scuba diving thing.
Did the scuba diving with her.
Had you ever laid in a hammock?
No.
He did that a lot.
That hammock laying is, it looks overrated to me. I mean, with two people.
Oh, it was really cool.
With two people?
Yeah, Kenzie and I were cuddling and stuff.
There's no way to
uncomfortable by yourself.
Get a good position.
Yeah. I did. You do get to talk to the dolphins too, Al.
Huh?
I asked the dolphin what her favorite TV show was.
Mm-hmm.
She said Whale of Fortune.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Yeah. Right? Thank you.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
We're back from our family vacation.
And we're back.
At the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya in Riviera Maya, Mexico. And it's not a family vacation unless I pretended to be somebody else.
That's, you know, what makes it.
I've done it before. I did it in the Olympics where I pretended to be an Olympic swimmer at the club so we could get in. And it worked. Mm-hmm. We got in.
Flawlessly.
This time I had not done anything. And Saturday, you know, came around. And we were planning on going to dinner. And Kenzie was getting ready in the bedroom. And my door was open. And I was getting ready. I was wearing my shorts.
Yeah.
That was it. And Russ walked by, Russ Face, who's in charge of our social media, walks by and he sees me. And we start talking outside of my room. And then Chickering comes out, our engineer. Hey, Chicker.
Hi.
And as we were talking, we realized that the suite in front of our studio suite was having a big party.
Yeah, just prior to you guys out in the hallway, I was up on, our suite was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of see from the pictures.
Presidential suite.
Big, giant presidential suite. Yeah. And I happened to be staying in there since it was a single room.
Right.
Lucky me.
Yeah.
And I was up, there was an upper deck of our suite.
With a hot tub.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Big, big upper deck.
Unfortunately, we didn't use that at all, and we didn't take advantage of it, but it was beautiful. So I happened to be up there just kind of checking out the scene, and I noticed that there were people next door to us. Now, there was a suite just like ours right next to us.
Yeah.
So a mirror version, yeah.
Which meant we knew exactly what the layout was going to be like.
And so they were partying.
They were partying. Oh, yeah. Tons. I kind of peer around the little privacy wall kind of awkwardly, and I see a bunch of people with drinks and solo cups. I'm like, oh, cool. They're having a party up there.
Nice.
So I come downstairs. I hear Russ Face and JC standing out there with no shirt on, of course. And
we're in Mexico. I'm sorry.
I come down. I'm like, hey, man, they're having a big party in there. We should go crash. You should go crash it.
And so I'm like, yeah, that would be great. Let me go get a shirt on. And Chickering goes, no, just go crash.
No shirt.
No Nothing. Shirt.
Wow.
And so shirt and like kind of long shorts. You
going in
on.
Yeah. Was it? Bieber style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bieber
style. Yeah.
So I walk in with Russ Face.
Hold on. You missed a part. The lady.
Here comes Russ.
Right? No. This is before she walks up. So I walk in there and inside the actual room, nobody was inside. And I got scared.
So the door's open.
Yeah, the door's open. You can just walk on in.
Just walk
Come
right
on in.
In.
And, okay. I got scared. We walked in there. Nobody was in there. I got scared. I walked right back out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nothing's happening in there, Chickering. And he goes, oh, no, sir.
They're upstairs.
They are upstairs on the balcony. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how many people are out there. All I know is that he said there's a party going on.
And you had no shirt on.
I still have no shirt on. My hair's not even done yet. I just out of the shower.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
By the way, hair's not done.
Hair's not done.
That was a big part of the bit.
We've had this discussion. Guys don't do their hair.
Yes,
guys,
we do, baby.
Comb their hair.
Yes, JC. We do.
Girls do.
Every
their
day
hair.
I've posted a photo. JC does indeed do his hair.
I style my hair. Now, Chickering's trying to get me to go back in there with Russ Face, who's videotaping this. And as we're talking and they're trying to egg me on, I see this lady walking towards the party.
Okay.
And then it hit me. I'm going to use this lady to get on up there.
Okay.
Get on up.
Get on up. Get on up.
Get on up with this blonde lady.
So
this lady, businesswoman, she looks like she's got some sort of big deal job because she's wearing a nice fancy dress.
Uh-huh.
And she's got nice heels on.
And you still have no shirt on.
Fully made up, yeah.
Okay.
I'd say she was in her mid-50s.
Oh, okay.
So she's probably an executive, like that. She looked like a powerful woman. Like
maybe she's your agent or something. I don't know.
So she walks up, and I just stick my arm out. And I put, like, teacup status, and she just stares at me. And she goes, hi. And I said, are you going to that party right there? And she goes, yeah. And I said, all right, I'm your date.
I think she was a little mesmerized by your pecs.
So we walk in there the second time. Now I'm with this lady. And she goes, what are we doing? I said, you're part of a radio bit. Go with it. And she goes, all right. So we walk in.
So she's American. I was thinking that she was.
No, they're all American.
Oh, okay.
So we walk in, arm in hand, just like I'm, you know, like she's my arm candy.
So she's dressed up and you're shirtless.
Yeah. And I'm still shirtless, just out of the shower. We walk outside, about to go up this spiral staircase, and there's three ladies sitting down there. And this is where I got to, all right, what am I doing?
You didn't have a plan.
No, we didn't have a plan at all.
That's awesome.
Meanwhile, Russ is just videotaping. And as soon as I walk up to them, for some reason, they say hola, because we're in Mexico. And I said, all right, I'm Mexican. I'm going to go with it.
And they were not Mexican.
They
right?
were not
so
Mexican.
You knew you could get away with being
these are the gringos.
Celebrity. Okay.
That's weird. They thought you were Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Mexico.
No, I think just people when they're vacationing in Mexico.
Hola.
Yeah, you say hola to everybody.
Gracias.
But yeah, that gave me the idea. Not I'm going to be a soap opera actor from Mexico. A telenovela actor.
Renata.
¿Qué haces aquí?
Un día te dije que te iba a probar que Roberta mentía.
Ay, Jerónimo, no te cansas so ya. Cambia ese tema.
One of those guys, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm telling these girls, yeah, I'm a soap opera actor and like really broken
English.
But
did you say it really dramatically how they do on the telenovelas?
No,
everything they say
has
to have
a build-up.
I had to play
it cool, Jen. I had to play it cool because I didn't want to blow it right away with these girls. And Russ is taping us, so they go, what's he doing? And Russ goes, oh, we're just taping him for his social media.
Hmm.
So we're getting for his Facebook to put videos up there and all that.
So Russ is staying in character.
Say something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Russ, the other girls at the party, were they equally as not attractive? Or?
Yeah, what would you rate these girls, Russ? Yeah.
No,
on a
scale
of one to ugly, how ugly were they?
But no, it was all middle-aged white women.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Well, there you go, Kelly.
Goes without saying how heinous they were.
Sorry about you, Kelly.
I would say
I'm surprised I wasn't invited.
I would me say too, now that I'm too old.
I would say these girls at the bottom of the staircase were probably mid-20s.
All right.
Cute girls.
Okay.
So Russ is completely, so mid-20s is in Russ's eyes, middle-aged.
Right. And they're obviously, they look at this lady and they're like, she's like a boss to them, I think. Because the way they were acting around her, and they got a little bit nervous when she walked up. And so she goes, yeah, he's a famous, she went with it. She went with the bit. She goes, he's a famous soap opera actor. And one of the girls goes, oh, let me introduce him. And I'm like, introduce me?
Now, who is at the top of this? Who is on the roof?
I have no idea.
Do either of you know your name, like you or your date?
Nope.
Okay.
Didn't ask the name.
Okay.
She knew my name just because when I walked up, they said, what is your name? And I said, Jose.
Wow.
Just
pull that one out of your butt.
Thinking on your feet.
Like Madonna.
And your last name.
Yeah, Chavez.
You were. Yeah, but you were named after a telenovela star.
Yeah,
so you could just go with that.
I was named after one of my grandmother's favorite characters on a telenovela, Jose Roberto.
Okay.
Jose Roberto.
But
so
I didn't.
What happened when you got to the top of the stairs?
So this girl says, I'm going to introduce you. To me, I'm thinking there's probably about five people, just like our group of people, five people up there. No. There are not five people up there. So I get up there as she's introducing me, and this is what it sounded like.
Hola.
Telenovela star. Her name.
Hi, welcome.
Hola. There are about 40 to 50 people up
Whoa.
There. Yeah. And they are all dressed very nicely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're there they with no dressed, shirt.
Yeah, and I have no shirt. I look like a bump. I'm not even wearing shoes.
Oh, wow, and you hadn't even done your hair yet.
I haven't even done my hair yet.
Gross.
Here we go.
This is Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Jose.
I have to wear a shirt.
No.
She told me not to wear a shirt.
It's okay.
We don't want you to wear a shirt.
Oh, he's so cute.
That's
so
nice.
Hola, jefe.
And then, did you hear that lady right there?
She's speaking Spanish.
De qué telenovela?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm like, oh, crap.
Well, at least you speak Spanish.
I know, Kelly.
You know in Mexico, a lot of people speak Spanish.
I know.
You know someone is bound to
but
know.
But these are all American. I figured they'd be all American.
Well, what did she ask you?
You had a mole.
Said, which telenovela, right?
Out of this crowd of people, like 50 people.
One says, which show?
It opens like the sea. And then this lady, the short Mexican lady with short hair walks down. She goes, ¿De qué telenovela?
Which means
perfect Spanish.
Like I was also watching.
Yeah.
Which one were you on?
What soap opera?
Uh huh.
And right there, I was
dun,
like,
dun, dun.
Yeah, because I had not thought that far ahead. Because I didn't think they would ask me what telenovela. Because I figured Americans couldn't care less.
But you know the name of one, don't
Please
you?
Please tell me you know one.
Or so, you can probably make one up, luckily, to be honest with you.
Luckily, the day before, we had met a real soap opera star from Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she told me the name of her soap opera, and that was stuck in my head.
Thank goodness.
So I was like, as soon as she asked, and she walked up and like confronted me, because she's like, I felt like she was challenging me.
You just better hope it's not the one she watches. Like, it's her favorite.
Right. Exactly. So I say, lo que la vida me robó. And I just stared
at her.
What
does that mean?
Oh.
Life has stolen from us.
Oh, you should have told her all my bambinos.
No. And so I
total bambinos.
So I say that, and I kind of, you know, I twist my head a little bit.
You do it dramatic?
No. Lo que la vida no robo. I think I did say it dramatic, didn't I, Russ?
I think so. Yeah.
Did you tell her and then stare into her eyes until y'all went to commercial?
Yeah. And so I'm waiting for this lady to, you know, hopefully not be
Bust
one of those watchers of the. And then she goes, oh, yeah, how many episodes were you in? And I'm like, oh.
She's really quizzing you.
You know, I did a few, and I died. I did a few, and they killed me. Yeah, what's your name? And I was like,
Jose.
Roberto.
Jose, then staring to the camera.
I was like, Roberto, and she goes, who was in the soap opera with you?
Man, why is she asking so many questions?
And I'm like, luckily I remember the girl's name, and I was like, Jos Waleska. And she goes, oh. My mom watches that. I'm going to tell her that I met you.
All
so
right.
Now you got her.
So now I got,
you got her.
So I'm good. But the entire time I was up there, I was, you know, looking at the corner of my eye to make sure she wasn't going on her phone to look me up.
Right.
Now, all the ladies at the party started coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just asking me about my acting.
So how long,
cuantos años acto?
Acting, yeah. Since you were 15 or 16? Wow. That's crazy. And you're his manager?
Sí. Eres americano.
Oh, okay. And what is your name?
I speak English. Bruce.
Bruce. So nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Bruce.
Dallas.
Bruce.
Oh, that's where my girls were born.
Yeah. Excellent.
So what is the name of the show?
Lo que la vida nos robó.
What's it called?
Lo que la vida nos robó.
And what do you do? What is your role?
I was a bad guy.
You were the bad guy.
I go bang.
Bang, bang.
I wonder if Katya would know you. So Katya is my babysitter from Sonora.
And then I'm like, oh, not again. I just got rid of Mexico City, lady. Now I got to put up with your nanny. So I'm looking around like, oh, great, this chick's going to come out, and she's definitely going to be a
watcher. The nanny, yeah. She definitely watches, you know, all the shows.
That's what nannies do. They watch soap operas all day.
That's all nannies do. You're right. That's all nannies do.
It was time to Salido.
Well, at least that's what my nanny did when I was I don't know.
Huh? And she lives with me now in Philadelphia, but she's 20 years old. Is that something that she would watch?
No, it's more for...
For mom?
For older girl.
For her mom. Maybe her mom would know you.
Yeah, there's a 24, 50.
Yeah, okay.
So 25 to 54 is really
the demographic.
Yeah.
So what is your name on the show?
Roberto.
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 And then he takes a sip. You have to be watching Kid TV. He lies and he takes a sip of water.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. I'm an average looking guy. But these girls were, just because we said I was a soap opera actor.
They instantly became gorgeous.
Yeah, they were drooling over, they were tripping over themselves. Right, Russ?
Everyone wanted a photo. Everybody wanted a photo.
I took about 40 pictures. I wanted to get out of there so fast because I knew that Mexico City lady was going to look me up. I was so scared that I was about to get called out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I had seen these ladies all day long. I walked down the hall. I said hello to one of them. I had a conversation with the other one.
You could still be a soap opera star staying at the hotel.
Now he can't speak English very well.
I was speaking English with one of the blonde ladies. We had a full-on conversation. She was from New York City. I told her where I worked. I told her I was there with my wife. She did not pay attention, apparently, because I walked up there.
How about all-inclusive open bar?
Okay. Yeah,
They've
Mexico.
Been drinking for a while.
Mexico, everybody's drunk.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about how many people took photos with Al thinking it was Flo Rida.
True.
We need to look on social media, see how many pictures of Roberto is in.
Look up hashtag Roberto. Let us know if you found her picture.
So you never came clean?
Nope, I left. I got out of
Well, the best part was also at the club that night, you started freaking out.
I left the club.
Couldn't handle it?
Because all of them rolled into the club, and he's like, oh, no, they're all here.
I'm like, I'm there with my wife. All these ladies were asking me to go to bed with them. I'm like, I got to go.
I thought one of them's propped up in bed and like... Dish Nation. That's Roberto.
That's what I'm hoping for. I hope that they see, they watch Dish Nation and they finally
they will recognize you with your hair done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Yes, we had a blast at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of the days, we decided to leave the premises, and we went out to Playa del Carmen.
Yes.
Or better known as Big Al's second home.
That's where the beer bucket is located.
Now, Big Al Mac and I were supposed to tag team this story that we're about to tell you, but he does not remember it.
Well, you know, as radio personalities, sometimes we tell stories about ourselves and others. Sometimes we listen to stories about others, maybe ourselves. But there's very few times that we can listen to a story that we're involved in that we really don't know where exactly where it's going.
Okay.
But this is one of those times because the beer bucket day was a day filled with beach and tequila.
It was kind of one of those days where you drink and eat and drink all day that everything's just kind of...
I'll get you back on that.
Details are fuzzy.
You guys got to enjoy and partake in the tequila and the beers.
Sure.
Because I actually met up with my cousins that I hadn't seen in like 19 years.
Right.
And I did not do much drinking because I was trying to, you know, talk to them and get it all in.
Sure.
And if I was drinking and slurring, they would not be able to understand me.
I understand. And this is the day that my girlfriend came down and she surprised me because I knew she was coming. But I thought she was coming a little bit later.
Right.
And so, she actually came down a few hours early. Snuck up on us on the beach as we were sitting there having lunch.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Girlfriend!
And so we all hung out that day.
Yeah, Doctora Novia.
That's pretty much all I got on contributing
that's
this
all you
story,
got right
the last you remember?
Okay. Well, we ended up staying on the beach, and then we moved on over to Big Al Mac's bar. The girls went shopping. Al and I stayed there, had a few beers.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, my girlfriend Claudia and JC's wife, Kinsey, and I decided, like, because Playa is such a cool town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
really
absolutely love it. I mean, you can buy typical little trinkets, but there's so much cool stuff in stores.
Yeah.
And so we said 30 minutes, you know, in girl time shopping. That meant an hour and a half of you guys drinking alone at the bar.
So I think this whole day is what led up to Al embarrassing me later that night. Because then after your bar, we went to dinner at a nice steakhouse.
Yep.
On,
remember that?
In Playa del Carmen.
That was so fun.
Where Al forgot his wallet.
Sir.
And Jenna paid.
And Jenna paid.
Uh-huh.
Jenna paid Owens.
Al orders two bottles of the House Merlot. He already had brought dinner in styrofoam packaging, and we just thought he was going to be cool and hang out and have dinner with Kinsey, JC, my friend Claudia, and I.
And his girlfriend.
And so Al and his girlfriend. So we decided to have that food as apps. Al orders a bunch of wine. Then everyone orders entrees. Nicest restaurant in town. Al's like, oh, man.
Forgot my wallet.
I forgot my wallet. And
it's right up the street, though.
And I brought noodles from the shop next to my restaurant to this nice steakhouse.
You know
they
what?
Have
we
good noodles.
Had so, such a good, fun dinner.
Yeah,
so,
we did.
So, Kelly, Al's had tequila, beer, and wine now.
And noodles.
And noodles.
That's a good Saturday night
I'd
right there.
I'd still say his
all
like,
without
alcohol
a wallet.
To food ratio. Yeah, all without a wallet. How did he do all
that? Well, I can drink at my bar for free, so I don't have to worry about that.
Do you just go to your bar and get money out the register like your employees?
When I'm out, yes.
So then it came time to head back to the hotel.
Yeah. And again, Al, no wallet. So we have no ride back to the hotel. And we see somebody that Al kind of knows.
Mm-hmm.
You've known him for a little bit. He's not a taxi cab driver. So we decide to pay him in beef jerky.
He's a bartender.
We offer him beef jerky.
Yeah.
In return,
beef jerky.
He drives us back to the hotel. To my surprise, he said yes.
Well, this was the guy. You heard this story probably a couple of weeks ago. I bought this beef jerky, and I was going to give it to our camera guy, Luis. It was the wrong Luis. So my girlfriend was like, make sure you bring the beef jerky to Mexico to give it to Luis. I'm like, I already gave it to Luis. She goes, no, you ever been to Mexico? How'd you give it to Luis? I'm like, oh, damn, I gave it to wrong Luis.
Wrong Luis.
So I had to go and repossess the beef jerky from Luis, the cameraman, take the beef jerky to Mexico, give it to the right Luis, the bartender.
Boom. You mean the box of beef jerky's gone?
Yeah.
It is so, adios.
So we withheld the beef jerky until we got our ride, so we had to exchange it.
So we literally paid this guy to drive us what would cost like $100 in cab fare in a bucket of beef jerky.
That's granted, currency.
It's about $100 of beef jerky, so it evens out.
You can't get beef jerky at Playa del Carmen.
Okay, that's what it is, and he loves it. Okay.
As Luis was getting the car to drive us back to the hotel, this is where Big Al Mac decided to embarrass me. Mm-hmm. Because Jenna...
I caught a photo. We're standing there on a kind of a side street, so we're just barely outside of the populated area where Al's bar is, you know, where it starts to get a little local. And so Al sees, not really, but you know, it's starting to get a little local. So Al sees a pharmacia, and I we're all talking. Everyone's been drinking. We're waiting on the car to come. I hear Al go, "Oh, I got an idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah."
And he runs across,
across the street. And I look into the pharmacy, and I turn to everyone. I'm like, I guarantee he's buying, you know, what I think is maybe some kind of medicine.
Some sort of pills.
Some sort of pills. It's been a long day. His girlfriend's in town. I was like, I know what Al's buying.
There might be blue pills.
And then I see JC run across the street after him.
Well, I made a bet with Jenna, and I said, I don't think he's buying that. I think he's going to buy some stuff that we need to use.
Protection?
To protect ourselves.
Yeah.
Protection, okay.
Yeah.
Sunscreen.
So
there you go.
So I said, I'll go in there, and I'll find out what it's going to be.
And now I don't know the conversation that took place in the pharmacy.
So this is going to be news to you.
But the picture I got is so priceless. I mean, I almost got hit by a car running across the street trying to catch this photo. Because when I looked into the pharmacia, I see JC and Al next to each other like they're just two men in love. And Al has his arm wrapped around JC and his left hand. You can see the pharmacist, and Al's left hand is pointing straight against the wall that has all of the protection on it. It's the best photo, you guys. I literally ran across the street like, please don't stop posing like this.
Here's what happened. I walked into the pharmacy, and Big Al Mac looked at me and says, check this out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that, Al?
I kind of remember that. It started to sound familiar.
And then I'm like, check what out? He puts his arm around me, walks me over to the pharmacist.
Pharmacist.
We walk on over, and I'm like, what are you doing? Because I still have no idea what he's buying. And I look up, and I see what's in front of us. And the guy looks up at us, and Al's hugging me, and he goes, I'd like some of those.
So, Lord, please be safe. Being safe, Lord.
And points and goes, the red box. And I'm looking at Al. I'm like, Al, what are you
doing? So he's pretending to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Why does that embarrass you?
Because it's just...
What's wrong with that?
Because the poor guy was looking at us like he was so... Like,
accepting, as you should be.
He was looking at us like, oh. Yeah. And you know Al's not my type.
Oh, that's what makes you the most upset?
Right. Al's not my type.
Why? Because he's black?
No.
Why?
See,
tall.
You guys turning this into me being the bad guy when I'm the guy that got joked on by Big Al Mac.
Yeah, you did get joked on.
Big Al Mac.
How was I?
So you didn't buy any pills?
No pills. No pills needed.
Jenna.
No pills needed this time.
That was what she was hoping.
I won the bet, but I lost.
Next trip.
I lost some of my.
No, next time, JC.
No,
you guys.
I wanted some of those blue ones.
I know what happened. You learned a lot about each other when it came to buying that. Huh?
We're just making balloon animals.
Yeah. You feel like a lesser man than Big Al, JC?
I feel like he made me the lady in the relationship.
Oh. Did you like it?
Well, I felt dainty.
It's nice feeling like you're being taken care of sometimes.
Yeah.
Protected.
That's what I'm trying
right?
to do, dog. I'm trying to...
I felt shielded by Big Al Mac. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I'll be your bodyguard. I'll be your rocket man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. If you want to see all of our best moments from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel Riviera Maya, go to KidNation.com. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, when you think of Vin Diesel, you think of an angelic singing voice.
No, you think manly.
Manly, but he's got an angelic singing voice, and he proved it when he sang Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
He couldn't pick a key.
Yeah.
Such an easy song.
You gotta commit to the key.
Yeah. Stay with me. Cause you're all I need. That part sounds gospel.
Gotta make
right
it your
now.
Own.
This ain't love, it's clear to see. And darling, stay with me.
So that inspired this competition between the four of us in here.
Why am I so emotional?
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
We're not gonna sing that much.
No.
No, we're only gonna sing the first verse and the chorus the bridge.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anybody want to go first?
Kelly?
I don't care.
Kelly can go first.
Okay, first.
Okay, then I don't want to go second.
Okay, I'll go second.
Okay, I'll go third.
Al, you'll go last. We always save Big Al Mac for last.
Yeah.
Why do we do that? Because
he's the best.
Because it's good. That's why.
Yeah. I used to be so nervous about singing on the radio, and I don't know
why. You're good.
Yeah. No, I used to be so terrified. Now I'm like, I just like, let's just do it.
Yeah, you did.
Just get it over with. Yep. Pull the Band-Aid off. It's like going first at book reports in school.
I'm not nervous. I just don't know why you guys make me do it. I mean, I'm horrible, and it's not funny. It's like painful for people to listen to.
Yeah, you never know. Something might happen in your throat.
Oh, I might just become a good singer.
You never know.
Never know.
And it will happen right here on the radio. Kelly, you ready?
Yeah, but when do I start?
I'll tell you when to start.
Okay.
There's two.
Don't make me sing.
Two stanzas before.
I'll be honest. I don't really know all the words to this or the cadence. Well, we got the, so we're gonna. I'm gonna try.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That makes it fair for everybody else.
Yeah.
Can I hear the original real quick?
You just heard Vin Diesel singing it.
Well, not, okay. I guess I'll try.
Okay.
Is that now?
No.
No.
Okay,
hold on. There's two of these.
And there's one. And then there's here's another one.
Is he high on the first part?
Yeah. You ready? Here you go. Right here.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand.
Oh. Hey, Cher.
Cher.
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Yeah.
Woo!
These nights never seem to go to plan.
There you go.
I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me?
You got to play backup for everybody.
Cher.
Because you're... all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
All right.
Is that how he does it?
Oh, good.
I felt like that was very.
So,
okay. That just sounded
you can sing at church, girlfriend.
She did at least
I'm
the same
to do it like
key.
Smith.
Yeah.
That was more like Cher.
He goes so high. I can't go as high as he does.
It's going to be tough.
Man. Yeah, that's okay. A tough one. It's a tough one.
Am I going next?
This is what you call a range.
Wait, is there punishment or something?
No.
Yep.
Never.
No.
Okay.
Check.
Not on this one.
Hello. Hello. Oh, there we go.
Oh, you get. Oh,
okay. You sweet.
I got a little bit too.
Oh, you getting the sweet? All right.
I got none.
I got a little bit of buttons to push.
Oh man.
All right.
Shannon hit me.
Why do you get all that reverb?
Because I do.
Because I'm just a man.
Please give me a lot. Layer mine.
Here I go.
Guess it's true. I'm not good at one night stand. But I still need love cause I'm just a man.
Jason.
That's questionable.
These nights never seem good or planned.
Wow.
I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me?
I try.
Cause you're all I need. And this ain't love, it's clear.
That's a good
wow.
line. That's a good line.
But darling, stay with me.
That wasn't bad.
That was all JC and no Sam Smith right there.
Wasn't bad.
Man, I don't know if I can go high. I don't know how you guys stand.
I don't know what it
is. Try to sound like Sam and it'll be
I
good.
Blacked out during that performance.
No, I've been stressing.
You stressing, Jenna?
I've been stressing the last two.
All right.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, singing Sam Smith. Here's Jenna.
I hate this.
Owens.
Wow, thank you.
All right, sure. Jenna, you ready for this?
You're very cute.
Thank you. Do I get any reverb on mine? Yeah.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ready for me? Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand.
You know you're good at a one-night stand.
You're a liar.
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
We knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
These nights never seem to go to plan.
There you go.
Wow.
I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need.
Ooh.
This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. I'm so tone deaf, and I did not get nearly as much reverb as JC.
That was
I'm
not that
so
bad.
Tone deaf.
You're on point.
You're pretty
no,
on point.
No, I'm not. I'm flat on every note.
No.
I know. At least no. I can tell that it sounds wrong.
I could hear you singing that chorus, though. I could really hear you singing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Al.
And now, to finish it off.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Big Al Mac, everybody.
I'm so glad when that's over.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Never sang this
the man
before.
Man who sings karaoke yep. every
you
single day at his
every
bar.
Every weekend.
But he's usually inebriated.
Yep.
Yeah, true. I need a shot. Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand.
For sure.
Beautiful.
But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Whoa.
These nights will never seem to go to plan. Oh, well. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay
go big.
With me?
Go big.
Come on.
You're Big Al Mac.
Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see.
Whoa.
But darling, stay with me. I mean, baby, stay with me.
Oh, nice.
I got another 20 or 30 minutes in me.
Yes.
So please stay.
You can't add on to the song, Al.
Stay with me.
Oh, come on, y'all. Let's do it. Let's do it all together.
How long before you leave?
Stay with me.
Okay, one more time,
y'all. You gotta do it like Sam.
Stay with me.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Come on, you can call, sing it with us.
Stay with me.
800-543-3548.
I need you to stay with me.
Five callers determines who the worst was.
Stay
the worst?
With me.
Why can't we just be positive?
Fortunately, there's a punishment.
I want you to stay.
We can't do punishment after the fact.
So, no, we had this punishment set up beforehand. What?
Please, baby, stay.
Okay, Al, we get it.
Me.
We get it.
Okay, just kill the music and
I'll
stop.
Never find another
thank you.
One like
five caller says it all. We'll answer the phone. You give us the name of who you thought did the worst, and
why?
Then that person has to. Kelly, don't
worry.
What's the punishment?
Don't worry.
We don't need a
Kelly,
punishment.
Kelly, you're the last. It should be between the three of us.
Don't
here.
Do that.
No,
set
you know
me up.
The singing. I always lose. What's the punishment? Just tell me.
There's got to be punishment.
There's going to be some serenading.
Oh,
serenading.
Won't you stay with me?
Oh, we just get to sing more?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Cause
yeah.
You.
So who's actually being punished by that?
All I need.
Well, the person that gets serenaded to.
That's this ain't love.
All right, Al, that's enough. You're annoying.
All right, five calls.
Five calls says it all.
I don't even know why I'm going with this. I don't like the
you
idea
should,
of being
Jenna.
Punished.
All right, let's go with our first caller. Go ahead and tell us who you think is the worst.
Sorry, Big Al, but I got to go with you.
Say. All right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
that's
you.
That's one for Big Al Mac. If Big Al Mac gets three,
won't you
automatically means
vote
okay.
Oh,
me.
My goodness, Al. You don't have to sing every single time. Now we're going to go to the next caller.
All right.
I might just pick him up cold.
Yeah, go.
Can. All right, here we go. Caitlin, who's the worst? I got to turn you on. Go
yes.
Ahead. Who's the worst, Caitlin?
I just have to say that's Al.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You
know what?
Thank you so
you
much.
You can't be first. Go ahead. Just be. You know what? I want this to be undisputed.
Yeah, I would like to thank everyone that calls and votes for Al.
Okay, so that's two for Big Al Mac.
Straight across the board.
And I'll just go cold on this one. Shannon, ride that.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
At least I know you noticed me.
We actually got somebody right here that wants to tell us who the worst is.
All right. Cool.
Let's go with Matt.
Hey, Jenna was definitely.
Oh, okay, Jenna's making the comeback. Okay,
thanks, Matt.
Two for Big Al Mac, one for Jenna.
See, this is no fun.
Not
being told
good.
You're the worst.
Well, when it's kind of obvious.
No, it's not obvious, Jenna. You actually did pretty well. Andrew, who did the worst? That's you, Andrew.
Andrew.
Oh, that's not it. Yeah, Andrew. You don't want to? Okay, Andrew Shy. We'll go to Ashley.
Shy Andrew.
It must have been
on the phone.
JC, and that's why JC suddenly
yeah
ditched that one.
Ashley, who's the worst?
Okay, something's going wrong.
All right.
Oh, she hung up.
Okay.
All right, people hanging up. We need one more vote to determine who the worst is. Let's go cold.
No,
let's
don't.
Go cold. Who's the worst? Go ahead and tell us. Hello?
Hello?
Who's the worst?
I'd say Jenna. She's a little flat.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now it's getting
hey, Jenna.
Now it's tied up.
I'm getting a little upset here.
Okay,
here we go.
Get-go.
Here we go. Fifth caller.
Share.
Who's
Cher
the worst?
Was the worst. That's me.
The Cali was the best.
Oh,
Cali's the best.
The worst. Oh, thank you.
Who's the worst?
Gotta go, JC. Too much reverb, man. Too much
that's
reverb.
Right. Oh,
wow.
Right.
Dang it.
Mixing
oh,
it
JC,
up.
How's
yeah,
that
you got
feel?
A lot of reverb.
Well, now I we got that
it.
Five calls means we got a tie, so we're gonna have to go to the tiebreaker.
Right.
We'll go screen.
No votes for worst.
Turn down your radio, please, and tell us who the worst is.
I would have to go with you, JC.
Oh, man.
Now we have a three-way tie?
Yes. So JC
no.
Can lose.
Oh, JC, you still feeling good about that punishment?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And no votes for the worst.
It
and
turned
I didn't come up with
you.
It. I did not come up with it. Pick a line, Al.
Let's go with your lucky number five.
Yeah, your fate with is with number five.
Okay. Turn down your radio, please. Thank you. And tell us who the worst is.
Definitely Jenna.
Woo! All right, thank you for your call. That was a tough race right
she
there.
She took such pleasure in that,
that's
didn't
fine.
She? It's like
yeah.
just digging the knife in.
No, yeah. she didn't.
Definitely Jenna.
The yeah. guy before her said definitely JC.
I didn't lose.
How that happened, I don't know.
I didn't lose.
Jenna, you will be serenading somebody. So if you need somebody to be serenaded at their office today and you're by our studio, please message us or call us.
What am I serenading?
You're serenading a gentleman.
What, right now? Next
Not
break?
Right now.
Oh, we'll find somebody.
We'll play it tomorrow, but you're going to do it today.
JC make a decision.
I would love to know when.
Right after we finish Dish Nation. Thank you very much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.